Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. I am medium Michelle Spacatelny, and I'm really looking forward to today because we're going to be connecting our callers with their spirit guides. So just before we start taking calls, which I do see there are a number of callers today, and I'm really grateful and looking forward to either introducing or connecting you with your spirit guides, I just want to remind everyone how I view and sense spirit guides, because everyone's understanding may be different about this. So just a very quick overview. So how I work with spirit is I will be connecting with your energy, and we'll be bringing forward information about you, your path, things that are kind of on your mind right now, things you might be experiencing physically or emotionally or spiritually, and then moving forward, one of your guides will be coming forward today. So this could be any guide around you that has been with you since before you were born. So these aren't going to be your loved ones that have passed over since you've been here. These will be guides that you actually do know quite well and probably had many lives with at some point, but you won't necessarily remember them based on the information we provide about their appearance or their name. How you're going to know that these guides are with you without a doubt is based on the information that they bring forward about you and your path and the guidance that they're going to provide you with today to help you become more balanced, healthy, happier, more joyful, more peaceful. They bring lessons and insight into your specific path. And even those who, you know, I'm going to get to as many callers as I can in this next hour, but obviously not everyone will get a message. Hopefully we can get to everyone, though. It's important to listen to the messages that do come forward, though, even if it's not specifically for you, because there can be so much guidance that applies to you or things that, like a different perspective that might help you in a situation that you're dealing with. So this is why I like to do messages in a public forum like this, even though they're not usually as personal as they would be during a private reading, for instance. But the information can be very validating and helpful if you just allow it to kind of flow through your thoughts and think about it and apply it to your own life. So when I ask you, you know, if it resonates, just be very honest. I want to know if what they're bringing forward resonates with you. Because working with spirit, and I've been doing this for many years. So for me, I have no problems with being quote unquote wrong, because I don't feel like there's any right or wrong in this. It's a matter of working with spirit to try to bring forward the information that they're providing for us. And with spirit, it can be through any number of ways. Sometimes you hear, sometimes you see, sometimes you sense, sometimes you just know. So it's just a matter of deciphering the message clearly so that it applies to you and your specific path. So if there's a question you have for your guides, we can work on that too. I'll be asking, and I'll be explaining each of the roles that your spirit guides have around you as we get going and seeing which ones are coming forward first. Okay. And of course, it's important to remember that when I see them as, you know, a certain ethnicity, or they have a certain accent, or, you know, wearing certain clothing, it's important to remember that in spirit, we do not have a set age or a set appearance. They do this so that we feel more connected with them, kind of like you could envision them beside you and this is how they look. And it helps us while we're in a physical world to sense these kind of physical attributes that we would, you know, recognizing people that we are friends with and our loved ones and all that. This helps us to feel more connected with them. So if you've been calling, you might think you've connected with your guides before and you've been calling them by a certain name, that's okay. The name I give is simply what they're providing me with. You call them what you will, as long as it's nice and respectful. Okay, so I hope you're ready to have a lot of fun. We're going to take our first caller. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Hi, yes. My name is Allison.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. So are you looking to receive a message from your spirit guides today?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. So all I want you to do, Allison, is just try to relax, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth, as my guides and I will be connecting with your energy to bring forward information for you, okay? Okay, Allison. So the first things I'm noticing as I'm connecting with your energy is I feel a bit of nausea, and I also feel a bit of tightness in my chest. When I feel these kind of physical sensations, it usually tells me that there's quite a lot of tension in the body. So it feels like you've been worrying and stressing about things that are going on or things that you haven't quite completely healed from in the past, okay? And what I also feel with you is a bit of a headache. So I don't know if this is overthinking or if you're prone to headaches, but it's quite unpleasant. So I would say you probably do get headaches once in a while. Does all of this make sense so far?
So far, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and so the guide I feel coming forward for you today, Allison. Okay, yes. Okay. So the, and again, when you hear me saying, okay, yeah, I'm talking with spirit, and that's just how I work. So I'm just used to having conversations with you and with spirit, and that's just the way I've always worked. Okay, so the guide I do feel coming forward for you is your guardian, okay? And our guardians, I feel, are guides that have been with us, again, since before we were born, and they are very close to our physical energy. They're charged with the responsibility to help keep us safe and try to help us avoid situations that we don't necessarily need to experience and all of that kind of stuff. They help provide those gut instincts with our intuition. Your guardian is showing himself as a male vibration, and I'm just trying to see him. Okay, so he is showing himself as Native American, and I do feel that he's, okay, I'm just trying to look at him closer. His hair is very long. I feel like he's got like a braid like on his left side, and it's kind of down the side, but it's that's about it. Everything else is kind of long and kind of free-flowing. He's actually looking quite, not old, but I would say he's probably showing himself in about his 50s, which is a bit different for a guardian. Usually I see them as like young warrior types, but I feel like with him, he's just got so much wisdom and strength with him. Okay, and I'm going to get his name for you. Chief. Okay, so the words I wrote down were Chief Great Bear. So I feel that is his name. You can call him, though, if you prefer a different name. But I feel that he's coming forward today. And, okay, so he's bringing my attention again back to that stress I was feeling kind of by the chest and then the nausea and all that. He says that you have the tendency to get internally worked up about situations that are going on. It feels like you really want to help situations turn out to be the best outcome, but that it kind of eats away at you on the inside. And I feel like this might affect, it feels like it affects your digestive system and kind of, I really feel that in my chest, which tells me that's where some anxiety lies. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what he's saying is that he really wants you to remember that. Okay. Okay. So what he's saying is that everything until now, you have survived. You have survived all the challenges that you've been faced with in this life so far. And so he asks you, has it been worth all of the stress and the anxiety that you felt during those tribulations before, you know, even though you overcame them? Does that make sense to you?
Only to a point, I would say.
So you don't feel like you've survived, like, are you feeling like you're being beaten down by the challenges that you've had to face in this life, or do you feel like you're not thriving as much as you'd like to?
It's a lot of different things. It's just, it's not been an easy life, and it's just, it never seems to really, I never really get out of the woods, I guess is a good way to put it.
Right.
So
when you look at everything, when you take a step back and kind of look at everything that you feel like you're being faced with, have you asked yourself what you could change in order to let go of certain situations or to walk away from certain situations?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
Right.
And so when you've done this, have you been able to see what isn't resonating with you and what you could change? Because often sometimes when we feel like it's one thing after another, I mean, sometimes it actually is, and we kind of kick ourselves for signing up for a difficult life. Because I see this image in spirit all the time where we're sitting there and we're creating our charts and we're like, oh, I'll take this on and this on and this on. I'm going to learn all these lessons while I go, when I go there. And our guides are kind of shaking their head saying, oh, you know what? That is a lot to take on. Because when we're making our charts and making, you know, plans for this life, we're in a place where negativity doesn't exist and we forget quickly how hard it can be while we're here. So one of the things that's helped me through this particular life is remembering that no matter what I'm facing, it is very temporary and my guides are always with me to help me through this. So it feels like what Chief Great Bear is trying to encourage you with, Allison, is to lessen your load, to lessen the stress and the responsibility you put on yourself, because it feels like you're, when I feel this kind of tension in my body, it tells me that there's a level of taking on responsibility for things that you aren't necessarily responsible for. Does that make sense? You kind of feel like you have to take it on because no one else is. Does that make sense to you?
Actually, I do that as well, but in this particular situation that is incredibly stressful, that is not the case. It's just a bad neighbor, and there's nothing.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, I certainly am not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to take down, you know what I mean? It's it's a bad neighbor, what can I do? You know, I mean, I don't want to go into it, but it's incredibly, incredibly stressful, and it's really affecting my health. Definitely.
Okay, so
and I also have money worries, so there's a lot of financial worries.
So
as well.
Picking up and moving isn't an option for you at this time.
No, it is not.
Okay.
No, I just moved here.
Okay, so it just makes it all that much worse. Well, I'm going to see what he says about that. Okay. So what I'm feeling is that you're wondering why this neighbor is not, how do you want to word that? It's almost like you can't understand how they can be the way they are, and it's almost like you feel like there should be something you could say or do to make things better, but it's just not working. Does that make sense?
No, we've actually talked about it, and he's agreed to change certain, you know, to take certain actions toward, I don't want to get into it, you know, toward harmony and peace in the area. And
so he's agreed to it verbally,
he has not followed through. He has not done what he said he would do.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. So, okay.
Right.
So what I'm feeling from Chief Great Bear is that you have to let it go, because words are words, but action, that's what you need to pay attention to. And if his actions aren't matching his words, then you know that you can't take him, you know, you can't trust him for what he's saying. So what he's saying, your guardian guide, is to work more about finding that inner peace within yourself, because there's things that, yes, obviously, if our neighbors aren't ideal and they're not very considerate and all that kind of stuff, it can greatly affect us. But it feels like you could reduce some of the stress that's going on inside your body, despite the fact that he's not following through with his promises. So what I'm hearing is you don't have to engage. You don't have to get in there. You don't have to. There's certain things that you just don't have to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's more complicated than that. I really don't want to get into it.
I'm sure it is, and of course that would be for a full reading, and I can't really do that today. But what it feels like your guardian guide is trying to say, though, he's encouraging you to let go of what you can let go of. There's things that obviously you feel like you cannot let go of. I understand that, but take a really hard look and ask yourself, is it really worth losing my health over it? Is it really worth, you know, see what you can relent and let go of, and to kind of simplify is what I hear. Simplify what you can simplify and remove yourself from the situation as much as you possibly can. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I know you're saying it's more complicated than that.
Just talking about it. I really don't want to talk about it. It's just really stressing me out.
Well, see, and that's exactly though why we have to talk about it, because it shouldn't. You should be able to talk about it without feeling anger and frustration building within you. And that's the point that your guardian guide is trying to encourage you to get to see what you can forgive, to start, you know, there's no coincidence in this life. So you moving there and having to be faced with this challenge is not a coincidence. It's not a punishment. It's a lesson. It's an opportunity for you to learn and to grow. And this has everything to do with you and nothing to do with this other person. So try to listen to some guided meditations about reducing stress and anxiety. Listen to positive affirmations and see if this can help bring you back to a place of physical and mental and spiritual harmony and happiness. It will take time. And I know that forgiveness probably isn't something that you're ready to do or to, think about at this time just yet. But what I'm feeling from your guide is that the potential is there for you to learn so much more about yourself and to grow and reach a place where whatever this other person does or says or anything else, it isn't going to stress you out anymore. You'll be impervious to it. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying. I'm just not going to talk about it anymore.
That's okay. I understand, Allison. So please, but do think about it. Think about what your guide has said today and take it with you and try to focus on what you can do for yourself and let go of what you cannot do around you that is not within your control, okay?
Yeah.
I want to wish you so many blessings.
I already spend 10 to 12 hours out of the house just to be away from this. That's not a healthy way for me to live.
No, of course not. So this is why your guide is suggesting that there is other options.
You mentioned finding ways to deal with it. That is the way to deal with it. That's the only way to deal with it, is to be away from it.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, but
Yeah.
of course, there's also if there's something that he's doing that is, breaking bylaws or something like that, there might be something you can do with regarding that, if that
No,
makes
it's
sense
not.
to
No,
you.
it's not that. No, it's not. I've been in that kind of situation as well, but no, this is not nothing where
Right.
I can call the police. No.
Right. Okay, Allison. Well, I really wish that you would think about what your guide is saying. I do feel like he gave you a lot of good advice, and I know that you feel there's probably no other way to deal with it, but I do feel that it's more of an inside job, more of an internal working towards letting go and getting to a more peaceful place within yourself, okay?
Right,
Okay, I want to
I
wish you so many
understand that.
blessings. Okay,
Okay, thank you
so
very
many,
much.
so many blessings of good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so sometimes we don't feel like we have options, and sometimes we feel like we're just being, punished by these challenges, and I understand that. I really do. And it really depends on what it's all about perspective. It's how we face our challenges. If we're going to face them with the, we don't want to put ourselves in the position where we're thinking, why, what did I do to deserve this? Why me? And I'm not saying that our previous caller was doing that, just in general. We have to look at what we're saying to ourselves. Because if we tell ourselves that we only have that one option, if we're telling ourselves that this is the only way to deal with it, then we're limiting, we're just self-limiting, and we're not even, thinking about all the possibilities, because I just feel like there's always other options. There's always an opportunity. We just have to be open to it and look for it and be willing to accept things, especially if it has to be about, with ourselves. If we have to change something about ourselves, and I'm not saying that we need to change to fit everyone else's idea of what we should be. I meant change in the sense that if we don't like how we're feeling, we can do something about it. We can find our peace. We can work towards our peace. We can heal. If everyone else around us doesn't want to heal, that is okay, but we certainly can choose to heal. Okay, we're going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hello. Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, is it Lisa?
Uh-huh.
Lisa, hi, Lisa. How are
Yes.
you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm good, Lisa. Are you calling to receive a message from one of your spirit guides today?
I don't think I have before, but I'd like that.
Oh, for sure. Okay, well, everyone has spirit guides, so there's always going to be a message from them. Okay, so all I want you to do is relax and just allow your spirit guides to work, okay? I'm just connecting with
I've
your
been
energy
very
now.
relaxed.
Okay, good. Okay, Lisa. So as I connect with your energy, what do I feel? Well, the first thing I'm noticing though is it's like I do feel quite a bit of back pain. I don't know if your back has ever troubled you or if you kind of that's where you carry your stress. Do you ever feel that tension in your back kind of leading up to your neck?
Yeah, like my neck area, I have a lot of
Yeah.
tension, and like my spine, like I do have
Yeah.
problems, but hopefully I'm gonna like get help. Like it's supposed to happen soon. I'm waiting for
Right.
approval, medical approval.
Okay. Right. Good. Because I do feel like there's a lot of room for improvement in those areas. Because when I feel that kind of back pain, it's like it's very
No, I don't have
very
back pain.
uncomfortable.
I don't have back pain
Well, it's
at
upper
all,
back,
but
like the between the shoulders. That's where I'm feeling it. Okay. And up.
I do carry a lot of stress up there,
Yes.
like by my
Yeah.
shoulders
Okay.
and my
Yes.
neck.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Lisa. So the guide I feel coming forward for you today is your healer guide. And these guides help us with our lessons on obviously trying to lead balanced, healthy lives as best we can. They give us suggestions and encouragement to make the best choices for our bodies and, energy-wise as well. They help with our vibration. They can help with energy healing. And they can also help with the chemicals in our body, try to balance things out the best that they can. But of course, we have free will, so we either choose or choose not to listen to their advice and guidance. Your healer guide is showing themselves as a, I'm just looking now, male vibration. I do feel he's showing himself as Chinese. And he seems to have a lot of like holistic type of like Eastern medicine type of understanding. I'm just trying to see if I can get his name, that doctor. Okay. Okay. So I feel like his first name is Li, but that's Li, and I feel like his last name is Fung, Fung. And I do feel like he is showing himself as working with a lot of like herbal medicines and stuff like that. And I don't know if this is something that you've looked into or in terms of
no,
going a natural
route.
No, this
is totally off from something that I would be doing. So I'm not interested
right.
in that at all. I'm not worried about my health. I'm taking care of that. And I'm in the midst of getting what I need taken care of. And I'm fanatical about my health. And my health is very good overall. I just have a specific problem that right now I'm waiting for approval on. So that's not my route at all. But I'm more concerned. I just have had a lot of, like, just different issues going on. And I try to be, you know, positive. Just a lot of changes. And, like, right now, just huge changes in my life. And it's just been kind of hard for me. I try to be as open as I can be. I have
okay.
a lot of decisions and things that I need to make and that just things that I probably don't have control over in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
But I
it
feel like I kind of like I'm getting, like, a little bit. It's hard for me, like, if I don't get my needs met, and I feel like I need to listen to my inner self more, and that's
okay.
what I'm trying to do.
Okay, well, if you were listening, as I was describing what healer guides do, they help us not just with our physical selves. He's not here to tell you to live better. They also help with our energies. So any guide that chooses to come forward has a message for you. So I would like to really bring him forward and see what he has to say, which will probably be very useful for whatever it is that you're going through right now, okay? So when I feel like Dr. Fung is coming forward, he is telling you that a lot of it has to do with the amount that you, like you say, you're taking very good care of yourself and all that, but it doesn't feel like you have a lot of ability to, like, it feels like you don't relax very well. It feels like it's hard for you to kind of shut off the thoughts and shut off the worries and to shut off the, like you said, the things that you can't control, right? So you're focusing on these things.
Yeah.
And it almost creates it, makes it worse than what it actually is what I hear. And so what I feel with him, he's saying that it has a lot to do with, again, how you're holding the tension in your body. And so, and that's what I was feeling between your shoulder blades and all that, that's a lot of tension. And when we feel that tension in the body, that is stress that we carry. And what you're trying to focus on, I feel like, I don't know if this is what you're getting towards, but learning how to release what you cannot control. Does that make sense?
Yes. It does, because
okay.
I feel like there's a lot that I definitely, like, this is like the most probably ever in my life. I mean, it's crazy, but it seems positive, but I always, like, want to know the outcome ahead of time, you know, and it's,
well, the thing is, like, especially when it
happened, like, you know.
Right. Well, no, and I mean, I think that a lot of us wish we could know outcomes ahead of time, but the reality is that we have free will while we're here. So we can't possibly know how every single person is going to choose to react to a situation or choose to, you know, what kind of actions they're going to take. And so what we need to learn, and what I feel he's bringing this forward is for you, because it will help a lot with your physical self as well as your emotional and spiritual self, is learning to accept what you can and cannot control. So you can control the level at which you relax, but what you're focusing on is, I really want to know the answers. I really want to know how this is going to work out. And so, of course, when you're focusing on that, you're looking way ahead into the future and you're missing what's going on in this moment. And so, of course, when we're doing that, our body tenses up and we're focused on what we can't control and what we cannot possibly change.
Right.
And there's so many contributing factors, obviously. We can't know how certain people are going to react.
Like, I don't know, like, my main problem is, like, okay, my parents both died, like, within 6 months. Mm-hmm. And so it's been very, very hard. I mean, can't even imagine. And then just, you know, my sisters, and we have to sell the house and this and that. And so, like, I have, like, you know, this lawyer, and he's kind of helping me, but he doesn't answer my calls. And it just, I feel like if people don't do what I want, then I get real upset. So, like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm losing control. Because, like,
well,
you know, like, where I live is real nice, and, like, I know the outcome will be good.
Okay.
But I get, like, I get mad. Like, why wouldn't a person call me back if I've asked them to, and I've asked them twice?
Okay. Well, this, though, what I feel and what I'm hearing as you're speaking is that there's just so many opportunities for you to learn and grow. You said it exactly. You feel like you're losing control. but it's not something you had control of. You can't control if someone's going to call you back. You cannot control how someone's going to respond to you, right?
But they have to. I mean, it's a business relationship. I mean, how can
right?
It's
well,
not
if it's not.
Right,
but the thing is, if the business relationship isn't suiting your needs, then you have the option to express this to them and take your business elsewhere, or to see where they are at. Because there's, again, two sides to every story. And if he's not able to call back for a certain reason, if you've been in court or, you know, doing whatever lawyers do, there could be very valid reasons. Sometimes we have to remember that everyone has their own issues. Even if there's a business relationship and all that, I mean, you said that you've lost your parents. I'm very sorry for that. But you have to remember, too, everyone is going through something. There is no one here who is without challenge. So it's important to be more empathetic to what everyone else may be going through. And to remember that, you know, you said that your needs aren't being met. I understand that. You're in charge of your needs, not everyone else. Does that make sense?
Right, but I feel that usually what works for me is I do need to express this and say, hey, I need to get together with you on the phone and touch base every few weeks, like if it's every 2-3 weeks, see what's going on, find out where we stand with everything. You know, not just be passive and wait for myself to get an email every 2 weeks and not know the answers to something. I'm not like a child, so I do need to express this to the person. And I'm going to do that, but I'm hoping it'll be positive. But I guess I don't have to worry about it, because if it's not, then I can just go elsewhere. That's all, because I will not accept that. Just like if I had a doctor and this lady told me she'd email me, and then I ended up like almost taking a medicine that killed me. Like basically, I just got out and I went to the best doctor. I'm not going to put up with that crap. I'm not going to have a doctor emailing me. I know when my rights are being violated. This is not correct. So basically, I'm going to express it and say, you know, I do need to touch base with you. You know, you can charge me every 6 minutes for the call or whatever, but that's fine. But I do need to know, you know, over time I have, you know, these concerns and this and that. So I'm going to do that. And I'm hoping that he'll talk to me this week. That was just my concern that maybe I'm not going to get a call back. I do need to get some kind of clarification with him and see if this can work out. Because I believe, like, the person could do a very good job, but it's not going to just be totally, like, 100% his control. He needs to hold my hands a little bit, you know.
Okay. And so what I'm hearing, too, is that you want to tell him your truth. You want to tell him exactly what you need. But you have also, on the same token, are you going to be open to listening to what his truth is or what his needs are? You know, you have to be open and, you know, honest with each other, and then work from there. So it sounds like you're very, very knowledgeable about what you need, which is great. But it also sounds like there's a little bit of letting go that needs to be done as well, so that you can be more at ease and able to relax your body and your mind a bit more, so that these things don't kind of build up to a point where you're feeling very stressed out about them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because like my hairdresser got sick today and my hair's like a month. It's like a total It's like a total mess right now. All my highlights are out. I mean, I need to get my hair done. I've been wearing it back for a month, and I'm really particular the way I look. And she called in and said they were sick today. And so she's supposed to call me back. Like, I get upset if anything happens that doesn't go my way. It is a problem I have.
Well, yes, it does sound like it. Well, it's creating you stress. And for me, personally, I mean, the way I would look at it is, you know, is it worth stressing my body over? Is it worth getting that upset over? I mean, I understand if you're particular about the way you look, but I mean, you know, there's...
But I feel like they did it to me. Like, why did she do that? Like, why would she do that?
And that's something that we have to work on, because obviously she didn't get sick to offend you or sick to hurt you. Just that people get sick. People have issues. Everyone here has challenges. And so I feel like you're constantly...
I have to be a little more understanding. I know what you're saying now. I have to be a little more understanding of the other person's viewpoint.
Exactly, a bit more empathetic, a bit more to show some empathy.
Because then it'll put them at ease, too. Because if I'm always, like, just demanding my way, then if I express myself that way, because I wasn't heard as a child, H-E-A-R-D, I was never allowed to express myself. So I'm trying to express myself, and sometimes I believe I can't as well. I just get so stressed out because of the fact that I wasn't able to express myself growing up. So I need
practice a bit. Maybe you could always practice, you know, you have these wonderful spirit guides around. You can always practice on them. Try expressing yourself with gentleness and calm and try to be patient and to remember that mm-hmm. everyone here that you meet, no matter what role they have in your life, is all going through challenges that you might never know about. And so instead of feeling like she got sick, you know, in order to mess up your mm-hmm. hair today, say, you know what? Say your prayer of gratitude because, you know, you're not sick today. You know, give her a prayer of gratitude and, mm-hmm. and send some healing thoughts to her. You know, sometimes when we express gratitude.
But what if I don't get a call back to get my hair redone? Then just go in and say, you know.
Well, why not just call yourself
just
and make an appointment?
Yeah, well, sure, she's supposed to call for the thing. Yeah, I guess, like, it's just a problem I have because I feel that so many people have taken advantage of me. It's mm-hmm. horrible for me.
Well, I understand. Right, but obviously you have to set some boundaries and remember that not everyone can do everything you want them to do for you, because would you want anyone to treat you like they expect all these things of you and that you have to do these things? I mean, you wouldn't feel very mm-hmm. good if people were constantly putting demands on you either, right? So mm-hmm. think about how you want them to treat you and
so
treat them that way.
So how would you handle it then if, like, if the lawyer didn't call back to, like, after, like I said, if he could call me, like, Monday then? Since mm-hmm. he didn't call Thursday or Friday.
Right. So for that kind of thing, I'm a different person than you, so I would handle it very differently. I mean, for me, those kind of
what
things don't
do?
Really... Well, I would wait patiently, and then if they didn't call within a reasonable time, which I think about 48 hours is reasonable,
mm-hmm.
you know, given the weekend and all that, I would mm-hmm. call back and leave a message and say, you know, I would really like you to call me back, and if this isn't going to be something you can do, then, you know, at least let me know so that I can seek, you know, my business elsewhere, because obviously you want to have that response, but you also have to be, you know, understanding that there could be things going on with them. So be open to hearing what they have to say, but also set your boundaries.
Okay.
You know, you say,
so like,
so
could I say something like, could I just say something like leave a message and say, you know, I really have some concerns that I need to speak with you about. And if you could call mm-hmm. me either way for a few minutes, like if you don't have time, I understand, but I would just appreciate a phone call later this week by the end of the week, so that we can discuss
right.
where things are
and
at.
Most and most lawyers have a receptionist yeah. or someone that works with them. So, I mean, I would imagine that there's somebody there that could take your call. So
mm-hmm.
She's
not
I'm
at her
a lawyer,
desk a lot. So it's kind of like they, like, ignore you. But I could call the receptionist and ask that the lady
I would probably
be
do that
paged.
Then, because the receptionist
okay.
would know why he's not calling you back. I would talk to somebody who
mm-hmm.
would know their schedule and all that.
Okay,
so
he's
got that
a
would
secretary.
Probably be the
okay.
Way.
Yeah, okay.
okay.
So do you think
okay.
that I just can... Do you think I can change that a little bit, like not being
well,
so,
I think with
like,
some
defensive?
Mindfulness, it's not about, well, I think that with some mindfulness and mindful awareness and trying to keep yourself in the moment that you could work towards being more empathetic and patient. And I think that will help you a lot with your stress. It's not about, you know, it's not so much about trying to change so that you please everyone else. It's more about changing in the sense that you're trying to work towards healing yourself and not being constantly tense and upset about the things that you can't control. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And then, like, if you have the day off, like today, and I didn't have the hair appointment, then just relax, watch a movie and try to take it easy a little bit.
We never know why
so upset
these
about
happen,
other
but,
people.
Yeah, exactly. And these things usually happen for a reason. Often we don't know why, but sometimes it's to give us something better, you know, for us to learn that patience. It's always for a reason, okay? But we're going to take another call.
Okay,
Lisa, I want to thank you so
thank
much for calling,
you.
Okay? Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get right to another caller. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Jamie.
Jamie?
Yes.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Hi, I'm holding up, I guess.
Well, it sounds like you're not feeling so good today. Do you want to talk about something specific?
Well, my mom's in the later stages of Alzheimer's, and she's, you know, pretty young, and so
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of
really
like,
sorry to hear that.
I'm kind of thinking like she's at the point of she's going to be going into a home. I mean, because she's really. She can't walk up the stairs to get to the bathroom. I mean, like, even
mm-hmm.
with help. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, before it's taken a very long time, now it's like she can't hardly do it at all. And
right.
So, and she's like, you know, you can tell, and I don't know. I mean, it's a powerful, powerful, humbling lesson, and I am so grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that through this experience, I'm going to help other people. And that
right.
I'm gonna
but it's hard for you
life.
To watch her go through this, right? It's very difficult to see her as she's progressing
yeah.
through this, unfortunately. So you
yeah.
maybe feel a little helpless. That's what you're. It sounds like you're kind of feeling a little bit helpless right now.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to talk a bit more about this, or would you
yeah.
like me to connect you with one of
no.
your guides?
Oh, I appreciate a message from. I've been out of touch for a while, and since I've been going through this, I haven't been able to hear them as well. So.
Okay. Well, let's connect you with one of your guides then, and see what they can bring in the terms of, or with regards to some guidance about what you're going through. Okay. So I'm going to connect with your energy, Jamie, and I just want you to try to relax and just be open to whatever spirit has to say. Okay. Okay, Jamie. So as I'm connecting to your energy, I mean, I do feel a lot of worry. And when I feel worry, it's always... Are you familiar with the chakras at all?
Yeah.
Okay. When I feel this kind of worry, it's always in the solar plexus area. And
right.
so, kind of, yeah, you understand. Okay, good. So when I feel that, it just tells me that you're... It feels like you're looking for answers about, you know, why is this happening? But I don't feel like you question the why, but you still want to kind of know the why. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
You're looking for deeper meaning for everything that you're experiencing, and it feels like you're the kind of energy I'm sensing with you is almost like it's like what I would call like philosophical. It feels like you're always looking for deeper meanings in life and with the experiences that you're going through, but that it can be almost overwhelming because there's a lot of emotional aspect to it. You're a clearly very sensitive person, so it feels like sometimes you kind of feel the weight of all those energies around you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And so your guide that's coming forward today, and I don't know if you've seen your guides or, you know that you speak with them, I do feel your guide of compassion is coming forward. And these guides help us with our lessons on forgiveness, self-love, patience, and empathy, and so many other along those lines. I do feel that yours is a female vibration, and I do feel that she is showing herself as kind of what I would say like a traditional guide of compassion, where it's like they wear this kind of almost like a nun-like habit, but they're not religious in the earthly
mm-hmm.
sense.
I think I've
but
seen
this is
her,
just a well, it's mm-hmm. very yeah, it's very symbolic of their humility and their spirituality and their ability to help us grow and learn. And I feel that she's speaking with an English accent, so I'm just hearing that now. I feel like her name is Sister. Oh, what's your name? Jocelyn? I feel like her name is Sister Jocelyn.
Mm.
Okay. And I feel it. Okay. As I see her, I don't know if you're interested in how she's showing herself to me, but she's kind of got a bit of a roundish face, and she's looking to be about, probably I'd say like her early 40s if I was to put an age on it. And so I can't see her hair, obviously, because she's got that kind of like, it's like a bluish, like grayish, like a blue-gray type of veil, I guess you want to call it, or a habit or whatever. But her eyes are also very blue, and I feel like when she smiles, I can see these, well, she calls them wisdom lines. That's always nice. And I feel with Sister Jocelyn, Jamie, that she's coming forward today because she's placing her hand over your heart chakra. And when I see this, it means that there's healing that's taking place because it feels like she wants you to know that you've done enough. And that you can't, it feels like you're trying to kind of shoulder the responsibility on your own. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and she really wants you to know that your guides are with you and they love you very, very much. And they want you to remember that you're here to experience this life, but not to be overwhelmed by it. Okay, because everything that you're experiencing is very temporary. Even what your mother is going through, it's temporary. And she wants to reassure you, and I don't know if this is something you've been asking for, but that your mother is being looked after by spirit and they are working hard to help her, you know, with healing and to keep her comfortable and to help her with everything that she's going through. And I feel that Sister Jocelyn wants to remind you that you are, well, she said that you're such a loving, caring being, and that, you know, that the sensitivity that you have, it helps you to be very nurturing and helpful to others, but you have a hard time turning that on yourself and nurturing your own, you know, physical self and emotional self. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So she asks you with a lot of love if you'll please consider working more on focusing on what you can do to find that inner peace again and to feel more at ease with everything that you're going through. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I've been working on that recently, just being thankful for everything that arises within me. And I noticed that there's a powerful integration that's happening. I can't even describe it in words at all. It's just amazing. I don't know.
Right. And are you finding this helpful at this time? It sounds like you're describing kind of like a vibrational shift in the energy and stuff like that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. And I've noticed that just the expression of thank you really shifts my vibration. And the
absolutely.
More I do
gratitude.
It, the more at ease I feel. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's amazing what gratitude can provide for us in our lives, because just by being cognizant of our blessings, you know, it might seem like very simple to say, well, thank you for, you know, I'm so grateful to have a roof over my head, or I'm so grateful to have, you know, we sometimes don't realize how lucky we are to have a choice about what we want to eat in a day. You know, some people don't get that at all. There's so many things that we can be grateful for. Just the beautiful colors we get to see, the fact that, you know, we can see the sky, or we can experience, you know, a beautiful scent, you know, the smell of roses or spices. And these things might sound so simple and mundane to some people, but to me, it's what makes life worth living, because there are so many things that we are blessed with that we just kind of we put off as everyday things, right? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good. I've been in situations where, I mean, I definitely was, like, just thankful to be able to breathe.
Exactly.
Even just the breath itself, to breathe, is amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and even being able to choose how deeply we breathe. I mean, that is a blessing in itself, too. If the first thing you can think about when you wake up in the morning is being grateful for another opportunity to learn and to grow and to experience, then you've already started the day off the best possible way that you could. And, you know, sometimes, especially, like, I feel with great sensitivity, we can sometimes be very prone to ups and downs, because we feel emotions and energies very strongly. And so what I feel with you is that, you know, if you're feeling down and having difficulty, you know, with the day, if it's just a particularly hard day, what I feel Sister Jocelyn is trying to remind you of is that during those hard days, that's when you really need to rest. So allow yourself that time to heal and to just be in that moment and be there with your emotions and to let them flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And so I feel that she's also reminding you that you can't do any more than you already have, especially with regarding, you know, trying to make things better for your mother. And it just feels like you've given so much, as much as you can. And I just feel that she's saying this with her whole heart. I feel like she's very proud of you and saying that she really admires the inner strength that you have, because I don't know if people recognize this around you, but it feels like the depth of inner strength that you have is quite profound. Does that make sense?
That's why it's so profound, because nobody's recognized it. I've had to,
but it's there,
I've had to deal
and I can
with
feel
so
it,
much
I can
all
it.
On my own, and I don't.
Yeah.
And I don't. I am grateful for everyone and everything in my life, because I know that serves a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that. But I realize that I'm getting a lot just simply out of that. And if they could see that, I know that they would get a lot out of it. But you know, it's like people are where they're at. You know.
Exactly. You can't push them forward. Can't make them change. But you know. What you can do is just set the example. They don't have to know how strong you are. They don't have to know, you know, how it is that you're getting through certain things, or that gratitude is helping you during your days right now. I mean, people are, as you said, where they are on their paths, and it's not about us. We just have to let it go and know that however they react to us is simply based on where they are. It has nothing to do with us personally. Does that make sense?
Jamie.
Well, Jamie, I really want to wish you and your mother all the healing and love in the world. I really hope that she does well with her new place, and that you take time for yourself and remember that you need to take care of yourself too. You know, nurture your body, nurture your soul, do things that you enjoy, and remember that your guides are always there with you, helping you and guiding you through every aspect of this incarnation, okay?
All right. What was your name again?
Michelle.
Michelle. Thank
Michelle
you very much, Michelle. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jamie. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. It's always wonderful to talk with somebody who recognizes the power of gratitude. I think that we all have the capacity to express gratitude in our own ways, but sometimes we just forget. We get so caught up in our daily lives, or you know, what we're going through, the challenges we're facing. I think that one of the things that prevents people from expressing their gratitude is being really caught up in the lives of others. When we're really focused on what so-and-so says or does, or how they respond to us, or what they say about us, or how they react to us, we kind of lose focus on being in the moment with our own paths. We have to really focus on what we're doing in this life, what kind of energy we're putting out there. Because what we're putting out there is obviously what we're inviting back into our own energy. So, you know, if you're finding that you're not expressing gratitude right now, or that you're kind of recognizing right now that you're not one to express it mindfully, then think about incorporating this into your own practices. You know, it only takes 30 seconds in the morning, the first thing that you do when you wake up. No matter what kind of day you feel like you're going to have, just express that gratitude to yourself or to your guides and just say thank you. Thank you for another day to learn. Thank you for another day to experience this life. Thank you for an opportunity to grow. There's just so much that you can be grateful for. And as you probably heard time and time again, when you start to recognize what your blessings are and expressing gratitude for them, you're just going to be encouraging more things to appear in your life to be grateful for. Okay, so we're going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Sophia.
Sophia? Hi, Sophia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank you. Are you calling to receive a message from one of your spirit guides today?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever met any of your spirit guides before, Sophia?
Right now, I'll just say no.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. So I'm going to connect with your energy, Sophia, and I want you to relax and just inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth and just try to, ask one of your guides to come forward, the one that needs to tell you about what's going on in your life right now, okay? And I'm just connecting with your energy now. Okay, Sophia, So the first thing I'm feeling when I connect with your energy is I'm stifling a yawn, because when I feel someone's tired, I always yawn, so I apologize. But I do feel like physically there's a fatigue there, if that makes sense. And I also feel that with you specifically, there's when I kind of feel this, it's not a pain, but it's almost like a pressure in my head, like kind of near the top of my forehead. It tells me that there's a bit of a frustration, kind of waiting for things to happen and kind of for things to kind of move along. Does that make sense to you?
No.
No? What about the, what did I first say? I can't even remember. No, it feels like there's just this, I feel there's a frustration. So you might not agree with it, but I'm going to go with it and see what your guide says when I'm connecting with them. Okay. And so what I'm also feeling with you, Sophia, is that you are someone who, I do feel like you have quite a bit of strength to you. Your energy is very strong. And so what that tells me is that there's the tendency for you to be able to express your needs, but also set boundaries with other people. Does that make sense to you?
Now that makes sense.
Okay, good. So we'll get to that part that didn't make sense when we talked to your guide. Okay. So the guide coming forward for you today, Sophia, is your guardian. And I already explained a bit about what guardians do. They help us to avoid things that we don't necessarily need to experience. They help us to stay safe. They are the ones that give us those gut instincts. They do the best they can to provide those intuitions for us. And your guardian is showing themselves as male. And I do feel that he is... He's showing himself as kind of like an English knight. Often guardians will show themselves as some sort of warrior type of energy. And the reason they do this is because it conveys their strength and that they're with us, always at the ready to help us, but they're not actually, you know, violent at all. I do feel his name is Sir John. Hold on, I'm just writing it down. The name I wrote down is Sir John Tyson. Okay. And so I feel that Sir John is coming forward today for you, Sophia. And I feel that what he's saying is that, okay. So he's clarifying what that frustration that I felt at the beginning when I first connected with your energy. It feels like there's a bit of, to put it lightly, it feels like there's a bit of an impatient streak with you. Sometimes you're kind of, maybe you don't agree with this. I just have to give what I get. I cannot alter what spirit gives me. So I feel like that sometimes you express or feel a little impatient for things to occur. Does that make sense?
No, but I'm not. I mean, I'm human. But
yeah, well, everyone is, right? We all have our impatience sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. So what I feel that Sir John is telling you today is that he really wants you to remember that you are... Okay, and I'm going to ask you to relax a bit more because I feel like there's a bit of a block there. And so when I feel that there's a bit of a block, it tells me that, it's hard to connect to that. It tells me that there's a bit of a wall up. And sometimes it can either mean that there's a bit I'm sorry, go ahead.
I actually, I've been calm since the show started, and I gave my guides and spiritual team permission to, give you what you need.
Absolutely. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But again, every medium is different, so I'm just giving what I get, okay? And so when I feel a block, it doesn't mean that you aren't open. It just means that usually energy blocks have to do with either built up mistrust of other people or having to heal from the past. And so when I feel an energy block, it tells me that someone is kind of hesitant to go into all the things that have occurred in the past that they haven't yet fully healed from. And so you might be thinking, well, maybe do you feel you've healed from all the things that you've gone through in this life?
No, nobody's perfect, but quite a bit. I would say 90%, yeah.
Okay, so when someone hasn't fully healed from something, do you ever get these memories of things that have happened in the past and still receive a sort of emotional or physical, like, unpleasant reaction about it? Kind of.
No, I'm kind of like the guy before me. Because I understand so much now, even the first caller you were speaking to, you were exactly right. I'm very much in a good place. I'm kind of like the guy before. I express gratitude. It really has really made me who I am today. And without those things, even though they didn't feel good, oh my God. But without those things, like you said, I would never have grown.
Right.
Never.
Well, I mean, I hear you, and I feel that there is so much growth there, but I'm also feeling like there's still something that needs to be healed from. And of course, I'm only giving what I get. I'm perfectly okay with being wrong, but I usually don't feel this kind of energy unless the guides are telling me that there's still something there that could be, like we said, no one's perfect and they're not trying to be perfect, but I feel like you could go deeper. I feel like there's things that way down deep from whatever you've been through in this life. It just feels like there's things that you could work on in order to even be more open and honest with yourself and to, keep expressing that gratitude, but also to start focusing on what you can do in order to move forward with your own spirituality and everything else in this life. It feels like you're ready for another step. Does that make sense? Like, it feels like you're gearing up to do something more in this life. Does that make
sense
to you?
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, and so when we feel like there's a bit of, like, sometimes we don't recognize that things are might be holding us back or that even our own thoughts, sometimes I don't feel like you particularly have self-limiting thoughts, but I do feel like sometimes with you in particular that there are, it just feels like there's something preventing you from making that next step, okay? And I'm making all these hand motions that you obviously can't see, which is how I always give my messages, but I feel like there's just, it's like this little roadblock. It's just... I feel like there's just, you have self-awareness, you're very keen on who you are, you know what you want, you know what people might call our limitations or, the things that we have to work on in our lives. I feel like you know yourself very well, and you're accepting of yourself, which is rare, and I love it because it's always wonderful to connect with somebody who is accepting of themselves and doesn't, feel like they need to be something that they're not, in order to please everyone else. You are who you are, and that's terrific. But I just feel like there's something else there that is kind of holding you back a little bit more. It could be something that you haven't considered, like fear of the unknown. And that's okay. You don't have to accept it right now. Think about it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what it is that's been holding you back from taking that next step, okay? And I do feel, though, that there is so much potential for you. Have you been thinking, because what I'm seeing right now, and usually when I feel tingling in my hands, it tells me that there's the potential for energy to flow naturally through you. Have you been feeling that more recently, like a heat? Yes. So have you moved forward with that to learn how to work with the energy and to send that healing, loving energy? Because it feels like you haven't done it yet.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Although I was saying, it feels like the potential is there. It just feels like you haven't moved forward with it just yet or fully yet. So it feels like the potential is there. And when I feel that heat and tingling in my hands, it tells me that you can easily work with your guides to, you know, to do whatever modality works with you. I don't know if you want to do Reiki or something
like
that.
I like how you said that. I've taken Reiki, y'all, level two, but I like how you said kind of in your own modality. That would be correct. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Perfect. So I feel like doing more with this, learning how to connect with your guides on a conscious level, trying to focus on, because it feels like you're very intuitive. I feel that you do sense others' pains quite easily, their emotions and their physical pain. And it feels like you're learning how to interpret this, to, you know, separate what is you and what is them and all that kind of stuff. So it does feel like you're moving along quite well. But we need work on... Oh, it's great. I love it. But what I feel is like there's just so much more. There's so much more for you. And more of what I'm feeling is that I do feel like you trust yourself, but I feel like you also, there's a bit of doubt sometimes. And everyone has it. I mean, I've had numerous times of doubt, and everyone's going to have that. Doubting keeps us grounded because we don't obviously want to get a big head when we start moving forward and doing all these wonderful things. Mm-hmm. So doubt has its place in our lives. But your guardian, Sir John, is reminding you that when you have that gut instinct, you know, you have that knowledge, that just inner knowledge of what you can do to help someone and all that. It feels like it's very natural for you, but also to recognize what you could do for yourself in terms of self-healing, okay? So I don't know if you focus on this with any pains that you could, because I feel like that could be increased more with regards to your practice. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. That does.
Good. Okay, Sophia. Well, I really hope that you enjoyed meeting one of your guides today. They're very wonderful. You have a lot of guides around you, and I feel like you have a lot of assistance and support from Spirit, and I hope that you will continue with your own personal spiritual practice in whatever way that resonates with you, because each of us does it in our own way. We can learn things from other people, but it has to be what we choose based on what resonates with our vibration and our personality, okay?
Thank you for that. Now, I needed to hear that.
Good. I'm really glad that you got what you needed today, Sophia, and I want to wish you all the blessings in the world. Take care. Thanks for calling.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I do see that we have a number of callers that unfortunately did not receive messages today, but what I will be doing this entire summer is, well, except for next Saturday, I am going to be doing messages all summer. I don't feel like we'll be doing too much else besides messages from spirit guides and from your loved ones. So every Saturday, except for next weekend, we will be taking calls and trying to connect you with as many of your guides and loved ones as we can. So I hope that you've enjoyed listening to this show today, and I just want to thank you for listening and for giving me the opportunity to work with Spirit to provide you with what you need at this time. So many blessings to each of you. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Bye-bye.